It's a cool start to June across eastern New York and western New England. It was chilly this morning, and temperatures this afternoon have been below seasonable levels. The normal high now is in the low to mid 70s. We have fallen short of that mark today. We will likely fall short of that mark tomorrow, and then by Wednesday and Thursday, we'll start to see things turn around on the thermometer, so it'll feel a little more like we would expect for this time of year, but it's not going to be as hot and humid as it was late last week. Around the area this afternoon, I think many of you are probably grabbing a jacket if you're heading out. It's a chilly feel for sure. It feels more like a late April day or an early May day right now. And it's a case where if you're out in the sun and you're not getting much wind, it doesn't feel too bad. Keep in mind that we're only 3 weeks away from the maximum sun intensity. But if you are out of the sun, if that breeze kicks up, it does feel a bit on the cool side. So if you're going to be out in the coming hours, you will probably want to have at least a sweatshirt with you. And you may want to grab that umbrella as well. We've had some showers and spots today. There's the chance for a couple of spotty showers, though not every place is going to see rain. Temperatures tonight will be cool once again, but not as cool as last night. Lows will be largely in the 40s to around 50 degrees. And then tomorrow we are going to see a decent amount of cloudiness. I think it'll be more cloudy than sunny, though I can't rule out some times where the sun comes through or at least the clouds thin out a little bit. There's also the chance for a passing shower tomorrow, though the rain chances are not particularly high. Temperatures will be largely in the 60s to around 70, which again is a bit below average for this time of year. By Wednesday, it'll warm up. We should be in the 70s in most areas. You'll notice the humidity will come up on Wednesday as well. It's not going to be oppressive like it was here late last week, but it's going to at least be muggy on Wednesday. That's the day where we have likely the best chance to see some showers or thunderstorms, and then by Thursday, the rain will move out, and temperatures will still be warm, running in the 70s to around 80. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower with a high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warmer and more humid, with highs in the 70s, and on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.